you are at the end of the line, and I'm so freaking excited for you. This is going to be amazing. I'm so excited. So excited. Can you tell from my Cookie Monster voice? So freaking excited. So in this last section of Get Shit Done, I want to go over how you can keep this up long term, because you've just done all this crazy amazing work. You've probably set aside time for doing it, and that's awesome. But how can you keep up this momentum and make sure that you don't crazy rush it all at once and jump the gun, or completely procrastinate and pull back? How can you keep up that consistent showing up, cracking the wall, great stuff? So what I want you to do, or what you're going to do for me, because you love me and you want to get shit done, is you're going to schedule time to schedule. So the same way in the last lesson, how you went through your to-do list and you scheduled time, blocks of time with white space and breaks for important things in your personal life, your morning routine, and those parts of your ideal day that you want to happen right freaking now. And you've also scheduled time for your work and those simple tasks that you need to do every day. But I also want to point out that if you don't schedule time to schedule, you're going to be wasting time that you scheduled for something else to schedule this stuff. Too many schedules? Probably. At least I don't say schedule. That'd be so annoying, right? So you're going to schedule time to schedule, okay? So you're going to schedule time, and in that time, you're going to work on all of the stuff that you did in here. So you can go back over the strategy pages. You can listen to all these podcasts as many times as you want. But what you're going to do is you're going to schedule time to weekly plan. So go through those kind of minute tasks that you need to be done every week. So breaking down into a simple checklist, scheduling time for that checklist, and making sure your calendar is updated with all your important personal events. You're going to schedule a bit longer to do a monthly plan. So kind of making sure you're on track with your big goal, going over stuff, clearing some beliefs. And then the biggest one you're going to do is a quarterly one. You're going to schedule a full day for that shit. And you're going to go over your goals, your big goal, clarify it, update it again, because we know it's not perfect. We know it's going to change, and that's okay. You're going to basically do this whole training over again, and you're going to break down that goal into baby steps, and then you can start scheduling it again, okay? So scheduling time for every week, every month, and every quarter. What that's going to do, it's going to make it, so as we said in the last lesson, it's going to make it so that when you sit down to do your work, you don't have to be in the creative, epic, amazing, life-changing headspace in order to get shit done. You can simply cross shit off the list. And the same goes for beliefs. Because I look at beliefs in the same way I look at that business stuff. It can be practical and it can be done if we take that emotional weight, that epic, big, epic, full moon nonsense out of it. Okay, so it's not that I don't think these things are all epic. Let me be very clear. I think your business is epic, and I think your beliefs and your personal growth is epic as well. But when we make it epic, when we make it too epic, it becomes impossible to get stuff done if we're not in the mood. And the secret of being a productivity powerhouse is making it so that you can get stuff done even when you're not in the mood. So that goes for beliefs as well. So every day as part of your routine, make sure you're doing some EFT, even if it feels stupid, some EFT, some morning pages, and really digging into those beliefs that are showing up, because they won't just show up when you sit down and do this whole training again. They won't just show up when you try to do your goals. They won't just show up when you want them to and you're ready to work on them. They will show up in weird ways every single day. And that's just an opportunity to figure out what's going on and to tap and clear it away from you. So you're going to sit down and you're going to declutter and you're going to be clear and you're going to get shit done, and you're not going to need to be in the headspace to do it. The only time you need to be in the headspace is when you're actually scheduling that time to schedule and brainstorm. Really, really, really big deal, okay? So it'll be an opportunity for you to cross things off, for you to declutter things that don't need to be there, to take a look at that old to-do list of a million things that you feel like you need to do because all the blog posts said you do, and look at the one that's actually based on your goal and cross things off your old to-do list that don't need to be there, things that won't get you to your goal. You're going to spend time brainstorming, and then you're going to buckle down and do it in your scheduled time. It's like a teacher giving you directions. So do you remember back in like elementary school or secondary school or primary school or high school or whatever school, okay, you were in, and the teacher handed you a paper and she said, I need you to write this paper. This is your assignment. I need you to write this paper. And these are the things that need to be in this essay. You know, this date, that time, blah, 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 right? All those specific things. And you took that sheet home that had the assignment and you typed your paper and you just crossed things off that list. You go, she wanted that, damn, put it in there. And you did that the whole way through. It was like a checklist. And you knew exactly what needed to be done and you just did it. You didn't have to overly think about it. You probably didn't care too much about it because you're like, what's this really going to do for me in the real world anyway? That's what you were thinking, right? And it's that thinking that's got you thinking this needs to be so epic right now, okay? So you're going to be your teacher handing your own assignment now. You're going to make that list, that checklist of things that just need to be there. Just do it. Don't care if you think it's epic, and I don't care if it's, you know, perfect. It just needs to be done. It's as simple as that. So you're going to do it for yourself, and you're just going to stick with it for a couple of days. You're going to make that to-do list about your goals, and you're going to come up with those strategies. And even if you don't feel like it's perfect, even if you don't feel like you're an expert, even if you feel like this might not be the one, you're going to stick with it for a few days and see what happens. Because clarity comes from action. Getting this stuff done in whatever form that it is will make you feel so much better because it means you're getting shit done. And that will change your perspective on everything. It's a really, really, really big deal. But again, it's to take it both seriously and not too seriously. Don't wait for the full moon, girl. You got this right freaking now. Every single day from now on, you're going to get shit done. Whether it's tons of shit or a little shit, that sounded really gross. But whether it's tons or very little, you're going to get it done, and that is going to feel amazing. And let me just point this out as my last final statement. Even if you don't believe me, the fact that you're listening to this particular lesson, aka the one at the end of this whole training, tells me that you know how to get at least something done.